when he was an assistant wrestling coach.
There is no truth to the fact that I knew of any abuse. I've talked to other coaches. They didn't know of any abuse. That's just not accurate to say those things, that we knew of it and didn't report it. It's just not true.
That audio courtesy of CNN. You might want to check your Facebook blocked list. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us why.
Facebook says a bug that operated between May 29th and June 5th may have unblocked your blocked list. Facebook says as many as 800,000 users may have been affected. It's the second bug in a month for the social media platform. In June, a bug caused about 14 million users to post publicly, regardless of their settings. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
There's been a lot of talk regarding President Trump and a phase two to his tax cut plan. Well, what can we exactly expect in a phase two? Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He gives us some ideas.
Well, what they're looking to do is certainly to make permanent all of the individual income tax cuts that last for 10 years, because it was done through reconciliation, make those permanent, perhaps increasing the per-child tax credit, something Ivanka Trump has been working on. He does want to take the corporate rate from 21 down to 20. We were promised 20, but it jiggled up at the last moment.
Andrew Lumish is known as the Good Cemeterian. What he does in the Tampa, Florida area is without a lot of fanfare or attention. He carefully restores veterans' gravestones that have just been blackened by the elements or decades of neglect. He talked about how he got started on this project.
So many veteran monuments were in really poor condition. I began to research on how to properly restore monuments, and I purchased the proper products, learned the process, and began practicing.
As Lemish begins the process of cleaning the gravestone, he also likes to learn a little bit about each veteran's personal story, which you can check out if you'd like on his Facebook page, The Good Cemeterian.
Now, we don't only talk about their service. We talk about their lives from the day they were born until their last day on earth. We are delving into that person's life so that we can respectfully tell what that person went through.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Wait a second, it's 4th of July week, is it not? It is. Barbecue time for much of the country. I'm not gonzo over fireworks or anything like that. When I was a kid, parents would take us down to the South Mall in Albany, New York, and they would have a fireworks show there, and it was okay. Fourth of July was always, growing up, one of my favorite holidays. We would always go over to my Aunt Jean and Uncle Buddy's place in Colony, New York, and cousins there, and swimming and playing ball and kickball and wiffle ball, and just great day. And I can never remember a single time, a single 4th of July where it was not beautiful weather out there. I don't know what it was, just a great day. Hey, listen, we do the same thing here. Many, many people coming over to the Markowski household this week, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. But it's more or less enjoying each other's company. The holiday in of itself, and again, I don't like being a malcontent or a Scrooge, a 4th of July Scrooge, a bah humbug type. I think we live in this wonderful country, and we've accomplished so much, and so many people out there celebrating the 4th of July, and I'm like, what are you celebrating? You got a large swath of the population that can't stand this country, its values, and what we stand for. But anyway, we'll get into some of the political upheaval that happened this week, and socialism, and the shocking win here in New York in District 14. We'll talk about that. But I want to start off today, bread and butter. Bread and butter, meat and potatoes, Watchdog on Wall Street stuff. There was a big article in the Wall Street Journal, basically reciting what we've been telling everybody for years in regards to the big firms, on how Wall Street regulators and politicians basically coddle the major investment firms. And they basically put it out as Wall Street regulator coddles big banks but clobbers small firms. And this is a pretty big article. I mean, this is Wall Street Journal printed out, some 18 pages long. It's quite the expose. And they give all sorts of examples in here. We're going to get into some of them. But they miss it. It's not the regulator. Not the regulator. The regulator is the regulator. The regulator has bosses. The regulator is it within the executive branch of government. If the powers that be in Washington, D.C., they wanted to come down hard on J.P. Morgan Chase or Merrill Lynch, or it doesn't matter which one, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, but any of these big firms, they could. But they're not going to. They never will. I'll never say never, but I'm telling you, I doubt I'll see it. The big banks are too reliable. When I mean reliable, they will always cut a check. J.P. Morgan Chase, the nation's largest financial services firm, has paid $28 billion. Think about that for a second. $28 billion to settle cases bought by federal agencies over the past 10 years. That's some serious money, is it not? $28 billion. Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, what are they? They're about $16, $17 billion in total. You know, the rules have it with the things that these big firms have gotten themselves in trouble with is that they are supposed to lose, well, they're supposed to lose some of, their capability to trade. And do some of the things that's favored issuer. Do some of the things that these big investment firms make a fortune on. but they never do. They pay the fine, they get a waiver, and they continue on. Now, they did in this expose, they took a look at many smaller investment firms that have committed similar types of malfeasance or crimes, and they basically get shut down. They get shut down. Now, some of the people here are saying, and I'm going to quote here, this is an associate professor, George Mason. Why should the entire company and its investors be punished when a few individuals engage in misconduct? He said the waivers are appropriate when a small group engaged in the behavior and where the company had controls in place to try to prevent the bad behavior. Okay. And you got another guy here, former counsel to the Bush administration, saying that these waivers that they give the big firms are a necessity. He says if the penalties were rigidly enforced, it could mean financial harm to major corporations. Huh. Says the commission is not in the business of trying to kill businesses and put people out of work. Well, they are. If it's a smaller firm, they could care less. There was a practice that was done in the Middle Ages that helped lead to Martin Luther. And that was the practice of the Catholic Church selling indulgences, basically paying your way out of purgatory. And that's akin to what happens to these big firms out there. Now, when this happens, I mean, you got a lot of groups out there that are up in arms, the Robin Hood Foundation, Occupy Wall Street, and they come out and they come down hard on these big firms. Hey, we rip into the big firms too all the time. We've been doing it for years. You go to our website, take a look at the columns that I've written over the years. But I'm here to tell you something that I've been saying all along. And again, this kind of confuses and bewilders people sometimes. Corporations don't steal people's money. Corporations don't rip people off. People do. A corporation is nothing more than a tax ID number and a logo. That's it. J.P. Morgan Chase. What is J.P. Morgan Chase? It's a name. It's a logo. It's a tax ID number. That's all it is. The issue that I have, and I've always had, is that the people that work at these big financial firms, they know what the hell they're doing. Okay, people, I've been there. I know. They know exactly what they're doing. Talk about Wells Fargo and all the trouble that they got themselves into. They're right now in the process of trying to rebrand themselves. They got a clever little commercial they're running on TV, founded in 18 something something and refounded in 2018. Basically highlighting the fact that they screwed up and we got to start over again. But all of these firms have people working within them that committed these crimes, that were responsible for it. It wasn't the tax ID number, it wasn't the logo. Why is it then that none of those people ever get in trouble? Never. I've said it again and again and again. You want to live a life of crime and get away with it? Get yourself a job on Wall Street, my friend. All right, make sure it's a big firm. Get yourself a highfalutin degree. Get yourself a job on Wall Street and conduct your life of crime. Unless, of course, you steal from the firm you work for. Don't do that. If you rip off the firm you're working for, they will put you in the Tower of London, for crying out loud. They'll throw away the key. You're not coming back from that. But hell, you come up with a plan, you devise a program where your customers are ripped off, the clients of your firm are ripped off. Yeah, you might get caught at some point in time. You might. And the firm might have to cut a check. But the reality of the situation is that you won't get in any trouble. I've been coming down hard on the big investment firms for decades. For decades. And some of them out there, I had a great deal of respect for prior to the repeal of Glass-Steagall. And what has happened is that they've all basically become the same thing. There's no difference. They're all the same thing. They are who they are. They are who they are, and this is what they do. And I've said again and again and again, I don't understand why anybody in their right mind would have their money managed by one of these big investment firms. The people that are managing your money, they may dress nice, have a nice suit, they may have a fancy business card where it might say senior vice president on it. They are the lowest forms of life there. They do what they're told by their sales managers. And if their sales managers tell them to put some crappy product in your account because that's what we're doing, or try to sell you on some sort of security loan or whatever it may be, that's what they're there to do. That's what they are there to do. You remember a movie, what was it? Cadillac Man, Robin Williams, the used car salesman there. Is that someone who you want managing your money? Somebody that is not independent? Somebody that is not going to put your wants, needs, and desires above their own? They're not. They're not fiduciaries. I don't get it. They've done nothing, okay, to really clean up. I mean, Dodd-Frank, we've cleaned up Wall Street. No, you haven't. No, you haven't, because week in, week out, I see more crap going down. Nothing changes. Do your own homework. You don't have to take my word for it. Do it. Take a look at the stories. Take a look at what's happened. Do your own homework. But for crying out loud, people, work with an independent advisor that's going to put your interests first. The bulk, before we have to go to break here, the bulk of accounts that we have transferred in here on a regular basis are coming from the big firms. It is what it is. Have to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get there. Take advantage of everything we have at our website. Free consultations with our certified financial planners. Account repair kits. All sorts of great stuff right there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Or you can give us a call. 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be right back.
Friday night.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Hey, by the way, you can click right on watchdogonwallstreet.com. It offers a download of our white paper on what we're calling a retirement crisis. And it's a retirement crisis that we've been talking about for a few decades. And basically, everything that we have been warning people about, that we've been talking to people about, trying to get people prepared for, is all transpiring right now. And finally, and this is how it usually works, the media is starting to figure out what's going on. It's always after the fact, after the horses and the chickens and all that good stuff gets out of the barn, they run onto the scene, but we're here. We're here. It's in the here and now. I want to share with you a couple bits of information we put together in regards to retirement, in regards to Social Security. In particular, one of the things that we've highlighted, we highlight in the white paper as well, is I actually talk about inflation and how you are told, we are all told, that there is no inflation out there. Very little inflation. Low inflation environment. You know, and I know, anybody who pays any bills around here knows that that is BS. You're like, what the hell are you talking about, that there's little to no inflation? Yeah, granted, maybe in television sets and stuff that they sell at Best Buy. But other than that, stuff has gotten expensive. In particular, people that are on Social Security. About 47 million older Americans receive Social Security. Overall, the benefits comprise about a third of income among those 65 and older. Now, they talk about the cost, the annual cost of living adjustment. Social Security buying power, and we do a comparison. There's about 4% loss of buying power from January 2017 to January 2018, and a 34% decrease since 2000. Now, here are the top six fastest growing retiree costs. Medicare B monthly premium back in 2000 was $45.50. Today, it's $134. That's a 195% increase. Prescription drugs, annual out-of-pocket, $2,1,100. Now, $3,172, a 188% increase. Heating oil, cost in 2000, $1.15. Now $3.22. 181% increase. Propane, $1.01, $2.60 now. 157% increase. Medigap, $119, now $306, 158% increase. And of course, real estate taxes, $690 in 2000, $1,579 today, 129% increase. Now, do you think cost of living adjustments are keeping up with this? Not even close. It's not even close, yet you're told that there's no inflation out there. People are not prepared. They're not even close to being prepared properly for retirement. We're encountering this again and again and again. There's a myriad of different reasons, one of which I think is people just have gotten really bad advice, or they haven't gotten any advice at all. And to be honest with you, a lot of that has to do with the industry itself, and I'll get into that a little bit. The bottom line is that Americans are reaching retirement age in worse financial shape than the prior generation. Yeah. High average debt. Many are still paying off their kids' educations. They're dipping into savings to care for aging parents that are still around. They have not saved enough in their 401k. The median income in people's 401k plans for baby boomers, $8,000 a year. More than 40% of households headed by people age 55 through 70 lack sufficient resources to maintain their living standard in retirement. That's 15 million American households. And being honest, people, it's looking to get worse instead of better. It is. We talked about last week here on the program, census report, fewer younger people out there to support the elderly. And yeah, it's more and more individuals are finding themselves having to stay on the job past 70, taking on other jobs, maybe having to rely more on their children for funding. We're going to talk more about this when we get back from the break, and we're going to talk solutions as well. Also have to get into the reasons why, and the industry as well, why they decided not to care for so many Americans. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. Get there. Get our white paper. Consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5900.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The race is on to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand. It's expected to rain this weekend, so divers are racing against the clock to do what they can to rescue the boys and their coach. Nick Zawig is a former Navy SEAL. He talks about what this rescue will look like.
I don't think this is in the playbook. I mean, it's a mile and a half in. They're going to put them on ropes, probably give them some sedatives. They're going to use a Kirby Morgan full face hood. And, I mean, they're going to wish, you know, hope for the best. I read something earlier. They're talking about 100% probability of no problems. If they're going to do that, they're going to have to wait 4 months until the rain recedes and they can walk out.
A teenager in San Antonio, Texas, was attacked in a restaurant this week for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. The 16-year-old supporter of President Trump was eating with friends at a Whataburger in San Antonio when a patron came up and threw a drink in his face. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life. made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Great one-hit wonder. Ace. Anyway, welcome back, everybody, to The Watchdog. I'm not reluctant to talk about this topic on the program, but I'm here to tell you it's hard for me. It's hard. It's a balancing act. It is. This is a topic that, again, it hits people in the gut. And I try to discuss this, and I try to put this out, and I don't want people to tune me out and change the channel because I'm hitting them with a whole big dose of reality. that they don't want to face, maybe this upcoming 4th of July weekend. But people, you have to. You have to. At some point in time, we all have to just wake up and say, you know what, we're going to do something about this. We're not going to let this go anymore. Piece in the Wall Street Journal. They write, they say the prospects right now for retirement's upending decades in financial security among the aging. In the post-war era, for a while, fixed government and company pensions gave millions a guaranteed income on top of Social Security. An improving economy led to increased wages. Many Americans retired in better shape than their parents. No more. Baby boomers were the first generation of Americans who were encouraged to manage their own retirement savings with 401ks and similar vehicles. Many made investing mistakes, didn't sock enough away, or waited too long to start. Now, they point this out. Like somebody, I don't like this. Later on in the column, they talk a little bit about some of the reasons why. But sometimes you hit that sweet spot where the demographics make everything work just fine. But many of these pension funds, the reality is they promise too much. They promise too much. Demographics of the country changed and the Ponzi scheme failed. You can be in that sweet spot in a Ponzi scheme. You can be one of the early people in to a Ponzi scheme and you can get paid. Where the people later on down the line do not. Some of the things to consider. Median personal income of Americans 55 through 69 leveled off after 2000 for the first time since data became available in 1950. Median income for people 25 through 54 is below its 2000 peak, but it's starting to edge up. We're starting to see improvement. And of course, younger people out there, they've got a lot more time to get their mind right and to do things the right way. Households with 401k investments and at least one worker aged 55 through 64 had a median $135,000 in tax advantage retirement accounts as of 2016. For a couple aged 62 and 65 who retire today, that would produce about $600 a month in annuity income for life. That's it. You wanted to annuitize that? $600 a month. It is what it is. Another problem, the percentage of families with debt headed by people 55 and older has risen steadily for more than two decades to 68% in 2016 from 54% in 1992. You're talking $2 trillion in debt Americans aged 60 to 69 had in 2017. Something that has to be dealt with. Yeah, I've talked about the era of lower interest rates, all of these things that have added to it. I can give you story after story, individual after individual, situation after situation. People didn't take that extra step that they should have. And I'm also, you know what, I'm gonna put a little blame on the financial services industry as well, because nobody really gave a damn about you. Nobody did the right thing by you. And it's gotten worse instead of better. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I'll take a break right here. Get into that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, get all the help you need right there at our website. 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget.
Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street. Sure. We are the program. Markowski Investments is the firm that doesn't have Steve Rubell out in front with the velvet rope saying you can get in and you can't get in. Who's Steve Rubell? This guy owns Studio 54. Anyway, no, we're not those guys. And trust me, I understand. I understand we're few and far between. You know, many people eventually they might hear about this program or they hear about us or they listen to it and they call up and they're in their late 50s and 60s and they've been prudent their entire lives. Putting money away, putting money away, putting money away. You know, into what? Money markets. Money markets earning little to nothing in way of any return. And we proceed, obviously, at that point in time, trying to help them out as best we possibly can based upon their situation and age. But why would they do that? I mean, people walking into a bank and they're saving money on a regular basis. They don't have anybody there that can actually help that individual out and point them in the right direction and explain to them that, you know, for 20, 30 years, it might not be a great idea to put all your money into money markets. When I first started in the industry, again, I'm from upstate New York. I had a zillion jobs. My dad was a school teacher, janitorial business. I say half blue collar, half white collar type of a background I grew up with. And I never, ever treated anybody, nor would my father, nor would anybody that I know, treat anyone any differently, no matter how much they made. I never understood that. And I guess it was my upbringing. It was the people were like that where I lived, believe it or not. We had families that were dads were surgeons and moms were doctors and successful business owners, and everybody, we treat everybody the same. That whole 1980s, type of mantra that, you know, everybody, the boring different cliques, didn't happen when I was growing up. And I always had that, always carried that with me. And I was always disgusted when I first got to Wall Street where they were like, no, unless they have X amount of dollars, we're not speaking to them. And the cutoff numbers were, back when I started talking, $250,000, $500,000 to open up an account. And I'll forget it. Now it's in the seven figures plus for many of the firms. And this goes for actually high quality registered investment advisors, certified financial planners. Those guys won't talk to you either unless you have seven figures. We do. We do. How many times I told the story here on the program, I go to various different industry conferences where they've got the practice experts telling all the advisors to fire all of the smaller clients and just focus on your really wealthy ones, and you will increase your bottom line. You will increase your firm's profits. How does one do that? I don't know. How does one go to some single mom with a couple kids that's trying to put money away for herself and then save money for his kids' education and say, sorry, hon, you don't make enough money for this firm. There's the door. Goodbye. Go try an Edward Jones office. No, it's wrong. It's wrong. And that's a problem. Bad financial advice or lack thereof, none whatsoever. Schools have most certainly not been a roadmap. That's for darn sure. Most people don't understand how the markets work, how money works. And that's why we are where we are today. So what we're going to do here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show, what we do at Markowski Investments, is we chip away one account at a time. We fix it day in, day out, week after week. We're here to help you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I just had this one sent over to me yesterday. Chris, did you know about this guy? Did you hear about this guy? And no, I hadn't, actually. He's actually a California schlock broker, 19 years in the business, engaging unsophisticated elderly clients with errant rollover advice. What's errant rollover advice? Well, again, this is something that I do see all the time. Basically telling elderly clients, senior citizens, to roll over their 401ks, selling them high-risk products, lying to the firm about their actual net worth. And he got, I got kicked out of the industry. Kenny Kim was his name. Inflated, again, this happened, get this, between 2008 and 2015. Okay, that's 7 years. 7 years when this was going on and nobody did a damn thing. Encouraging them to liquidate their 401ks, pension, retirement plans, and use the proceeds, and this, we're seeing this all the time now, non-traded real estate investment trusts, structured notes, other alternative or speculative, illiquid investments. You're going to put senior citizens into illiquid investments that would need to have access to their money? I don't know how much cocaine you have to snort, how much scotch you have to drink. You're going to look a senior citizen, an elderly person in the eye and rip them off like that. How much does it actually take? Now, what's happening to this, Kim? Nothing. He's been barred from the industry. Ooh, that's it. That's it. You think that the senior citizens have the time, the interest, that you think that they're going to want to go out and spend the money on the attorneys to go out and sue these firms? You know how long it's going to take if they win in their arbitration cases to get the money back? You have any idea? You think that that's what they want to be worried about when you're in your 60s and 70s and 80s is going to arbitration? This is happening more and more and more. And there are certain brokerage firms out there with an unusually high number of what they like to call troubled brokers. They actually use that phrase, troubled. Troubled? You give me a troubled broker, I say you're fired. You're fired. These troubled brokers at these firms are selling tens of billions of dollars a year of private stakes in companies, and they are targeting senior citizens. Wall Street Journal just did a study this past week, and they took a look at over 1 million regulatory records. And they identified over 100 firms where 10, get this, 10 to 60% of the brokers had three or more investor complaints, regulatory actions, criminal charges, or other red flags on the records. That's a significant outlier. It really is. These brokerages help to sell investors more than $60 billion of stakes in private companies, private placements. The sales of private placements are going through the roof. It's an easy pitch right now. That's what's happening in Silicon Valley, right? That's how you would get involved in Uber. Oh, my God. Easy pitch. Man, if I had gotten you involved in this tech private placement back in the day, company goes public, you make a fortune. More than 1,200 firms sold around $710 billion in private placements last year. Now, these private placements, I'm not kidding you, I actually hear them advertised now. Again, it's how they get around this, these funky regulations. I've actually heard them advertise these private placements on the radio. Yeah, I mean, private placements that are investing in apartment complexes, oil, biotech companies. There's very little information about these companies. These are high-risk plays. I'm not saying that all private placements are bad. I'm not. But if I'm investing in a private placement, I am going to go meet with the CEO of the company. I'm going to actually go out and see their operations. In the same way, if I was buying into, if I wanted to buy a restaurant or a store, I would check the entire thing out. This is completely different. The sales of these private placements are really, let me put it this way, super lucrative to big brokerage firms. They make a fortune selling these things. Investment banking fees, commissions. The schlock brokers selling these things get paid big time. Some of the non-traded real estate investment trusts, you're talking commissions 8, 9, 10%. One in particular that I've dealt with, I haven't dealt with them personally, but I've dealt with clients of theirs who they've stuck it to. You got Newbridge Securities, Boca Raton, Florida. It's got over 100 brokers. Investors have a 25% chance of getting a broker there with at least 3 red flags. They've been sanctioned more than 20 times. Not making it up. People, you need help. You're getting pitched one of these things. You hear something on the radio. It may sound really, really good. I tell you what, maybe it is. But at least get a second opinion. We're here to help you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get to our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The race is on to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand. It's expected to rain this weekend, so divers are racing against the clock to do what they can to rescue the boys and their coach. Nick Zawig is a former Navy SEAL. He talks about what this rescue will look like.
I don't think this is in the playbook. I mean, it's a mile and a half in. They're going to put them on ropes, probably give them some sedatives. They're going to use a Kirby Morgan full face hood. And, I mean, they're going to wish for, you know, hope for the best. I read something earlier. They're talking about 100% probability of no problems. If they're going to do that, they're going to have to wait 4 months until the rain recedes and they can walk out.
A teenager in San Antonio, Texas, was attacked in a restaurant this week for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. The 16-year-old supporter of President Trump was eating with friends at a Whataburger in San Antonio when a patron came up and threw a drink in his face. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com.
At a 4th of July event yesterday in Fremont, Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan spoke out against a report that he turned a blind eye to alleged sexual abuse at Ohio State University when he was an assistant wrestling coach.
There is no truth to the fact that I knew of any abuse. I've talked to other coaches. They didn't know of any abuse. That's just not accurate to say those things, that we knew of it and didn't report it. It's just not true.
That audio courtesy of CNN. You might want to check your Facebook blocked list. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us why.
Facebook says a bug that operated between May 29th and June 5th may have unblocked your blocked list. Facebook says as many as 800,000 users may have been affected. It's the second bug in a month for the social media platform. In June, a bug caused about 14 million users to post publicly, regardless of their settings. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from my...